And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Give me your number, I'll call you up. You act like you're 50 on interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you, me, but I have a little problem with you, not me. Yeah, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. And it ain't a good thing, no, it's bad. So for the worst, thank you, Chris. So I walk on over with my crystal. Put
away your... Yo, yo, yo! Garage Sale Bloke back on the road with the Notorious B.I.G. and Queen. A match made in hell. Anyway, the sound effects are back and we're back on the road. It's the perfect day for garage sailing weather-wise.
It really is.
It was shifting around to rain and stuff from the beginning of the week, and
yep.
Now it's just sunny, cool, and yeah, we already went to one garage sale right down the street from my house.
Yep.
And I got a Bose radio.
Yep.
High tech from 2000.
Yeah.
25 years ago.
Enough of that terrestrial radio.
Well, the thing about those little Bose stereos is that these little stereos, they'll fill a room. Stereo, like, beautiful sound. So... It's a radio, but I can plug, you know, other things into it.
Sounds like you after a day in Mexican, filling a room.
Yeah, I'll fill the whole house. Anyway.
So, yeah, I was right around the corner from your house, and I punched in the next address thinking that we were going to the east side, and we just drove all the way around to the other side of the city, and I guess we're starting on the west side.
Okay.
Which we haven't really done much, so that'll be good. It's 9 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
It is past 9 o'clock.
We're right on the money.
That's too easy.
It is too easy.
That's a layup.
Anyway, we'll be back. Hopefully, we'll be just like ripping through the town.
There's
some that I...
Some better than others,
but... Anyway, I just got a stack of Man from U.N.C.L.E. stuff, bunch of paperback books, a hardcover and a comic that's beat to shit, and some Winter Olympics hats from the 1980 Winter Olympics that are a little brand new, old stock, but kind of dirty.
But stained.
We will clean those up and get them on the intranets.
Wow, this is
on the infranets.
This is the second sale in a row that we are hitting without actually getting to our sale.
That's what I think. I think there'll be a lot of... there's a lot of people who might have decided in the last 2 or 3 days to have a garage sale because they saw the weather.
Yep.
All right. We're off to another sale. It's going good.
Thank you, Mr. Eggman.
Oh, Mr. Eggman. Well, Johnny just scored himself his first Scooby-Doo of the day.
Zoinks!
Is it the actual Trouble Game? Whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's got the Pop-O-Matic.
Pop-O-Matic in it.
Scooby-Doo Pop-O-Matic.
Brand new in the box, $3.
A lot of teacher garage sales today.
Yes, that is true. There are a bunch. I've seen a bunch advertised.
I guess it's pretty...
It's old teacher week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of really cheap, crappy children's books and teaching supplies, which sometimes is really cool, but not usually. It's if you get the stuff from the 70s, like the posters that they made in the 70s, that's the stuff I want.
Yeah.
And I got myself a nice $10 bookshelf foldable, collapsible bookshelf.
That's now on the floor of the back seat of the Buenamobile.
Yep. Yep.
Just creating more obstacles.
I got to get more stuff to sell. I guess that Man from U.N.C.L.E. stuff is going on sale, so...
Yeah.
I got to start selling, putting stuff up on eBay.
I was wondering about going through some, you know, some of the stuff that we bought at the garage sale last week, at the comic show last week, but I'm not sure how many people would be interested in seeing any of that stuff.
I got a big stack of undergrounds. I did my annual... it hurts, but I gotta spend $100 on Dan Fogel comics, because every year that I do that, I just replenish a little bit of what of the stuff I used to have.
Sure.
And my favorite this time was I got a Jim Woodring Bad comic, and it's my favorite Jim Woodring comic. Because it's got the story, you may be familiar with it, Mr. Dead.
Oh.
Where Wilbur comes out to feed Mr. Ed, and Mr. Ed is laying on the ground dead, and his neighbor's like, "Ah, Wilbur, I noticed that Mr. Ed is not looking good." And he's like, "He's just sick." "Oh, I don't believe so. I believe I saw him eating apples off my prized tree, which I treated with deadly poison." And then he starts hearing Mr. Ed starts going, "Wilbur, it's so cold, Wilbur. Why are you going to bury me in the ground, Wilbur?" And he goes insane and ends up getting locked up. And it turns out it was just a plot between his girlfriend and Mr. Ed to gaslight him so that they could run off together.
Wow.
To get rid of Wilbur. He also had a Gilligan's Island story that was really dark.
Yeah.
That ended with Gilligan murdering everybody so that he could stay on the island.
Nice.
And
that story reminds me of that Ween song, "Mister, Would You Please Help My Pony?"
Yes. But just the fact that he wrote a whole Mr. Ed episode and crossed it with the movie Gaslight is beautiful. Yeah. I love J.R. Williams.
Yeah.
Now there's a cartoonist.
Well, you said Jim Woodring.
I always.
I was confused.
Oh, no, like, J.R. Williams. Yeah.
Because I was like, is he talking about the comic Bad Meat?
No, I wish I'd gotten some Jim Woodring. Jim Woodring is expensive.
Yeah, Bad Meat is. But Bad Meat is Carol Lay, I believe. So.
Yeah.
All you underground honks out there. I mean,
they got the same initials, so it gets confused in my head.
You didn't bring your chicken, man.
I did not bring the chicken. I totally forgot the chicken. Well, lucky for them. Maybe the chicken every week might be a little too much for people.
I would agree with that, but I don't think... Weren't you the one that used to say that the audience is naughty?
They're very bad. They must be punished. They must be. All of you.
Naughty, naughty? What's that?
All of you. That's a garage sale.
Oh, goddamn.
Well, pull it on over there, buddy.
Well, slap me in the head and call me Spanky.
Oh, really?
Holy, that tree's moving.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen of the world, it is my utmost privilege to announce to you that these little green men actually do exist, for they are part of the eternal past and venture from all regions of our galaxy to find homage in our Earth's
sanctuary.
Governments of the world have been very good at concealing these little visitors and preparing the public with loving movies.
Anyway,
we went to that one, right?
Yes, I think we did go to that one.
Yes, we didn't go to this one over here, though.
No, we didn't. So we just went to a garage sale that looked like it was going to be a bust, except for Jackie, who bought a box of masks.
Face masks
for a buck.
And they were clean. Oh, there's that red Volkswagen Bug. Well, I'll be.
Huh.
Competition. That purse is instead of a fire hydrant. Illegal. Oh. Yeah. Move your seat.
We'll take
your
spot.
Seat, you bug.
But on the way out of that guy's place, we found jackets for $5.
Men's jackets.
Jackie got a nice London Fog
tan jacket
with a little fur lining in it, and I got a post office postal worker jacket, winter jacket, so now I can pretend to be a postman. So keep an eye out for me. I might be making a delivery on your front door.
Yeah.
Okay. Another garage sale. We don't even have time to talk before we have to stop.
The postman always rings.
Oh, I don't ring.
That was always like that sexy thing on HBO.
Yep. Caffeine trigger. Just riding around listening to some Ringo. Lots of just trashy sales. We went to a estate sale that was like every kind of just like garbage that a hoarder would collect, all just like scattered around the house, and all just people milling around everywhere in front of everything. It was
like
awful.
The tall fat ladies with like the cellulite and just like standing there,
just standing in the way, just standing there hanging out,
taking up space. Lots of space.
Yeah.
A lot of space.
And then we went to like three just sort of like live, laugh, love type stuff. But I got a couple mini Lego sets. I got a Star Wars one. What is it? 261 Hager Road. The Horrible. Let's see if the street is as horrible as its reputation.
Hagar. That's Hagar.
Hagar.
That's Hager. Like slacks.
Oh.
Hager slacks.
Hager is what the uncool kids had to wear in high school, like me.
I think those were called dungarees.
Yes.
God, I said a dungarees there.
There's the estate sale sign right back there.
Well, son of a bitch!
I thought it was a sign for the one we just went to. But I got a couple Lego sets. I got a Spider-Man versus the Sandman little mini Lego set, and weird one of a stormtrooper. It has a stormtrooper minifig, and then he's got like a giant mecha suit that he fits into, which I have never seen in any Star Wars anyway. So it's
wow.
So it's something they must have made up for Legos.
Plenty of balls.
But that one's unopened. So the Spider-Man one's open. So I'm gonna have to put that one together to see if it's all there. Bummer.
Make sure it's not played with.
Yeah. Well, I'll play with it. I'll play with it. As the pipes of war blow, we have a weird garage sale day.
It is a weird garage sale.
Last two things I got was a vintage 1983 Hulk Hogan Rules
bandana,
brand new,
at an estate sale
for a buck.
They had like all church god
all garbage.
Yeah.
cheap shit.
Adult shit. Who wants adult shit?
It wasn't even that adult. If I want adult shit, it better be pornography. But then the next garage sale, I ended up with a little vial with three pot seeds in it. The guy was selling his award-winning pot seeds. 3 for $5, which is cheap. Pot seeds are usually about $10 a piece, which is cheap compared to what it used to be. But yeah. God bless New York State, where I can just legally buy pot seeds from some dude.
Do deer eat pot? They must, right?
Probably. It's hard to say. Deer seem to like tender leaves.
Yes, they do.
And pot leaves are not tender leaves. We've only had one deer in our backyard, and he was eating off one of our trees, like bush trees. And I think he was lost. I think he had gotten sidelined. It was a young buck. But that's the only deer we've ever seen in our whole neighborhood. There aren't many real, like... He must have had to have, like, come across a golf course or something and ended up there. But, yeah, Hot Seeds and Hulk Hogan. What else am I going to find today? I got to find some stuff that I can sell. But those pot seeds I can grow in my backyard next year, so... He's like, yeah, I got my whole backyard's full of them. I got the 2 10-footers over there. We look over his fence, and they're just like...
3 feet over the fence.
Yeah, at least. They were huge. They might be a little more than 10 feet now.
I wanted to take a picture, but he was kind of staring at us, so... Sorry, folks.
Yeah, well...
We got plenty of other terrible garage sale and estate sale pictures today. Oh, I'm telling you. I've only bought one thing today. I've pointed 2 things out for you to buy, but I've got a ton of bad pictures today.
Yeah.
It's a bad garage selling day, but it's a great day for
bad... Yeah, but that's the thing is, you can't lose. You just can't lose.
That picture of those 2 kids...
Shirtless... And hugging each other.
Yeah.
One of them giving the other one a little tender smooch on the side. It was very creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy.
Yeah.
So make sure to go to our Discord page to check that out, all you creeps.
Weirdos.
That's what they are. Alright, just bought some record albums from Little Old Lady.
We both did.
Yeah, I found a Beach Boys for the hair metal hero, and possibly a Monkees album for him if he already has it, which I think he probably does. It will be a Monkees album for me. And I got Chuck Berry's Greatest Hits, all on vinyl.
And I got the 2 classic Heart albums.
Yep, Dreamboat Annie, and what was the other one?
Little Queen.
And in great shape.
Yeah.
A lot of them still have the shrink wrap on them. So those little old ladies take care of their records.
Yeah, and they even got a deal.
Yeah.
Four for six.
$2 a piece, 4 for $6.
So we combined them and saved each other $1.
Yep, they haven't figured out to look them up on eBay and then price them as mint condition that most garage sale people have been lately. There's nothing worse than seeing a good record at a garage sale and they've got like $20 on it. And it's just like, you son of a bitch. Did we go to that one?
Nope.
Oh, well. Looks like we're going to go to it. All right. Another one. Another one! Well, we just had a nice little garage sale that looked like it was going to be a little pricey, but then...
The last day of the sale.
The deals got cut. I bought a box full of vinyl, including Hair Metal Hero. If you're listening, I got something for the Hair Metal Hero. And I know you ain't got this one. If you got this one, I would be very, 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 very surprised.
Yeah, and but, I got a couple. I pulled a couple out before you bought the rest of them.
Yeah, you got a stripe. Was it Striper?
No, Winger.
Winger.
I got a Kip Winger single. I got the Do They Know It's Christmas single.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Feed the World.
Yeah.
Bob
Geldof.
Couple other albums too. I got the Grease. The Grease. We both got Grease records.
We both got a Grease.
And then I got that Disneyland vinyl.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of Disneyland vinyl and a Dick Clark radio show from 1987. It probably has commercials and stuff on it. But but also that's a stickler. And she had $15 on that. She had $15 on the Wasp special picture disc. Spoiler hero. And I was like, oh, expensive, but like this would be a great gift.
And then
I saw the box, $22 for the whole box. And I go, would you take $20 for the box? And she goes, certainly. And then she said, I'll throw the rest of the records in. And those were the ones that she had
$15
on. $15 on. So, yeah. And they're all, everything's in, all the records are in great shape. They're not slimy and musty like they usually are, falling apart.
Split.
Yep.
And then even the CDs were good.
Oh, yeah, you got a bunch of good CDs.
I got Who's Greatest Hits. I got the Kinks' Greatest Hits, which is awesome.
Well, you got the Kids Are All Right. That was their greatest hits up to that point,
right,
anyway.
Right, I don't think Eminem's Front was on there.
No.
But and they had, like, Moxie Fruvis CDs in there. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So we're not going to play any Moxie Fruvis on this show.
Thank God. Well, they had that one. So what was
The King of Spain.
Well, there was the King of Spain. Then there was another one that was like from a cartoon show or something.
Who knows?
It was something like that. That was kind of a novelty song.
You know, they were. I think they were from a suburb like Hamilton or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. And they were like a ripoff of.
They were the Bare Naked Ladies Light.
Bare Naked Ladies.
They were the nicer, cleaner, not fucked up on heroin version of.
The Bare Naked Ladies were fucked up on heroin.
Yeah, the lead singer. You didn't hear about that?
No, you would have thought they would have made better music.
Yeah, no, the guy got caught actually in Central New York, scoring a deal.
No, dude, that's not a good enough band to get heroin.
Yeah, and
out.
So he got kicked out of the band, and the rest of the guys that are really nondescript, without the funny glasses,
right?
you know, they tried making this video and. Yeah.
The sad life of a novelty band.
Yeah.
And this is what we saved to the Bare Naked Ladies.
Sweet dreams for me. Dreams, sweet dreams for you.
First name, mister. Middle name, period. Last name, T. Shut up, fool. Don't make me mad. Don't give me no back talks. I pity the fool. Quit your jibber jabber. Quit your jibber jabber. Quit your jibber jabber. Quit your jibber jabber. Don't give me no back. Don't make me mad. First name, mister. Shut up, fool. Quit your jibber jabber.
Also, Jack got a DVD of DC Cab. Come to think of it, speaking of Mr. T.
Yeah. We got DC Cab and I got Four Rooms.
The
Miramax DVD that's actually worth some money, probably.
Yeah, with Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino directed segments.
I forgot how rude and crazy that.
I've never seen it.
The first scene alone is great with all the bondage and all that.
I've never seen it. That's the Rodriguez part, I think. Okay, on to another garage sale.
Yeah, I got a Jackie Drive.
Anyway. We just went to a little cluster of four garage. You didn't get anything, did you?
Nope.
Because it was mostly crap, but I got this, like, polyester, bright day glow, pullover,
hoodie,
Chester cheese, flaming hot Cheetos. It's ridiculous, but it's brand new, and it was $2. It's not me, but it could be me. But it also could be maybe they'll net me some big bucks on eBay.
It's all you, babe.
All right. The girl at the lemonade stand is like, what?
She lifts her head up from her phone.
Yeah, that's quite a feat to do that. All right. We'll be back.
But I gave up my home to see you. Satisfied.
Woo-hoo! Yes, sir.
I just can't let you know where I'll be living.
It's
not much, but I feel welcome here inside. I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool.
Yes, sir. I got no dark side. This is totally where he ripped off I Got No Dark Side. Anyway, Jackie's making, I don't think we've talked about this, he scored 2 Miramax DVDs today.
Yes.
And if you don't know about Miramax DVDs, Miramax just sort of died when
Fatso.
Harvey Weinstein got sort of
busted,
and
for his behavior,
and that the any of the Miramax product is rare and sought after. Just a little hint for you guys, but don't go looking for them in our neck of the woods.
Don't go grousing around,
because we will kill you for them. I got a VHS at this place of Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah, this was an estate sale, and it was kind of like that one from last year where it just said estate sale, and there was no cars around, and there was nothing like official. It was just like the words estate sale written on a sign.
It looks like it got ripped through the like from Thursday.
Yeah.
And not a lot of stuff. They had a nice wood plane in there. I don't know about it, or I would have tried to buy it off the guy, but instead I was just like, hey man, you should look that up.
Yeah, I mean, I got that Helen Mirren Miramax movie, still on the shrink. I got an early Jackie Chan movie on DVD for $1.
I saw that there.
And the other one, what was the third one? Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
Robert Rodriguez.
I remember the first time I saw Robert Rodriguez was going over to your house over, I think, on Averill Street or Meg Street when you were living with Sparacino. And you guys were film students at the time. And you had El Mariachi on VHS. And you would ask me to... And I came over here watching it. That was before he was even a name. That was like a bootleg copy.
That was his, yeah.
For like 1990. That was like 1991.
That's where he sold him. That's where he
donated blood.
Well, he went even beyond donating blood. They were doing like skin allergy experiments on him, where he would have all these like plastic lined patches of you know, skin that he couldn't touch, that they were testing on his body. So they were testing him. But yeah, he raised the money to do it. I think he raised a little money from did we go to that one?
No.
I think he raised some money through Mexican TV stations.
Oh yeah.
And they played it on Mexican TV. And yeah, he made that movie, El Mariachi, for like $5,000 or something like.
Well, I heard Kevin Smith made his movie around the same time for $20,000 by just maxing out credit cards.
Yep.
And speaking of which, if you haven't read it yet, Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, really?
Excellent. It is Archie in the Askewniverse. It's not Archie'd up at all.
Does anybody smoke any weed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, they hint at a sequel.
Well, if you're around, pick me up a copy.
I got a couple copies.
Oh, excellent.
They're like, Jughead, you eat all this food and you don't smoke dope? He's like, no. It's like, we got to introduce
you. Sit down. Sit down, buddy.
So there's a sequel coming.
Jughead's only about 10 minutes away from Jay anyway.
I know. But it's funny because the video store now is... dispensary owned by Jay and Silent Bob next door, and of course, you know, they've got what's his name, Randall running the Quick Stop with the Dante. There's a whole thing with Dante throughout. It's like he's dead, like, you know, so
yeah,
he's
yeah,
dead
well,
dead for good.
He's keeping his continuity.
Yep. So okay, we're gonna go to the scratch sale.
Alright do we see Dante die in Clerks 3?
I'm not going to get into it.
Because if you don't see him die, then he's not really dead. And Kevin Smith knows that because he's a comic guy.
Yeah, but he had a heart attack and died.
Okay.
Can't believe you didn't watch that movie.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I dodged a bullet with that one.
You did. It's bad.
I'll still watch it sometime.
It's terrible. I mean...
I'm a kinky freak, and I might like it. Who knows?
I mean, I would put it up there with Yoga Hosers, or put it down.
I haven't seen Yoga Hosers, but I saw the Walrus one, and I liked it. And I think I was one of like three people that liked it. All right, we got a garage sale to go. Yeah, I'm just wasting time. You're listening to the easy listening tones of the mischievous shit weasel. Well, we've been hitting a lot of grouse shales since we last talked to you.
Lots of sales.
Probably about like 8 or 10 of them.
At least.
Because we were catching them 4 in a row. But, oh boy, just a lot of crap.
A lot of shit weasel.
Yep, just a lot of nothing and...
Bub kiss.
I found some velvet paintings that were free, and then I got so distracted by the lady blabbing at me.
Oh my God.
And then Johnny rescued me by...
She was under your spell.
And then I forgot my free velvet paintings. They weren't very good anyway, but they were velvet paintings, and they would look nice in my basement.
But she would just go on and on and on. I gotta get rid of all this stuff. Make me an offer. Anything. Oops.
Maplehurst. 12 Maplehurst.
I don't know where that is.
Me neither, but it's gotta be one of these side streets. So what I got, I just got a 5-book set of a series of unfortunate events for $5, so $1 a book. A little too much for children's books, but I think as a set that they will sell for like, you know, probably $15-$20.
Big money, big money.
Raking in that cash. And,
oh, it's your favorite, a lemonade stand. Yeah. Lemonade!
They got little cans of things. They look like those cans of nuts with the snake all mashed up in them.
I don't see no maple, Jack.
I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I see a Belcota.
And what was the other thing? Oh, I got a DVD of Where the Wild Things Are, the Spike Jones movie. Which is a wonderful movie. People might think it looks stupid. It ain't stupid. It's a great movie. And one of the monsters. It's one of the last... what the hell was the guy who played Tony Soprano's name?
Yeah.
He's the voice of one of the monsters, and it's really well done.
James Gandolfini.
Gandolfini, yes.
Wow, how was that? 5 seconds?
Not bad. Okay. Well, you're Italian. You should know any actor.
He's Italian!
Any actor's name that ends in I, you should know who they are and be proud of them.
Or O, like Vinnie Barbarino.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a character, not an actor.
According to who? Motto.
But, slow going. Just a lot of
Shite.
I'm getting rid of all my father's stuff, and I've been trying for 2 years to get rid of it all in Montclair.
We already hit that one.
That's the one we went to, yes.
We're having arguments about...
Well, we're up to 35 on this, so we've got another 1,000 to go.
I got those antique ashtrays.
Yeah.
We forgot to talk about those.
Yeah.
And you're like... Get the green one.
I was trying. They're a quarter, and the green one might be. I'm trying to remember what.
It didn't even look like an ashtray, though.
Right.
It's just like a spiky piece of glass with a hole in the middle.
It looks like
an ankylosaurus.
Well, no, there's a name for it, and it's from the radioactive isotope. It would be the same thing that you would have in a Geiger counter.
Kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Huh? You don't talk so loud. How are you? You don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal.
Many people don't know that Sebastian Cabot...
Don't make me mad!
Mr. French from A Family Affair did a whole album of Bob Dylan albums.
What the hell is that?
That dude was like Howard Stern mixed with Weird Al Yankovic and Joey Ramone. All mixed together as an awkward teenage kid.
It's like, hey, who's that? Oh.
His nickname's probably Lips. Lips McGee.
That's one ugly bro.
Dude, he's good. If he was,
I was going to say
100 30 or 40 years ago, he would have been a punk rocks. He would have been like, the ladies would have been all over him. Now he's screwed.
I thought that was like an ugly broad. Like, that's one ugly bro.
He looked like the way they drew ugly women.
40 is a tool sale. We're going to go back to the tool sale.
Now, don't you feel like a tool?
I'd be a toolbox.
I can't even remember what we were talking about before we got distracted by Joey Ramone there. He looks like in Looney Tunes cartoons when they would have an ugly woman that would be like, "Hi, sailor."
Or Ethel from Archie.
Yes, yes.
Ugly Ethel.
Yes. Great lesson for kids. Everybody's beautiful, and if they're not, they're ugly Ethel. Anyway. Yeah.
And if you're a big football player, you're called Moose.
Moose. But, yeah. Not actually a good day of garage sailing, because, like, the stuff we've been getting has been pretty cheap and high quality for the most part.
Yeah, between the records and, yeah, but just not a lot of stuff in general. I got one bag today.
I'm going to look up that Wasp album from Hero and be like, God damn it, I should sell this.
Oh, but you know, I got other things too. Like, I got those organizers. We forgot. I got that wire rack VHS or DVD wire or rack organizer for $3.
Plutonium glass. It might be plutonium glass.
And then I got those two wood shelves with the plastic shelving that she said was made by her dad.
Yeah, 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 for your baseball.
For my football helmets.
Football helmets.
Yeah.
It's either plutonium or what's the other onium? It's one of those uranium glass. It might be plutonium or uranium glass. I can't remember which one it was, but it had a little bit
you
of plutonium.
You want me to jump it?
No. Do it. Yeehaw, I'll yeehaw while
close.
We're in the air.
Too close.
Yeah, no, we'd shave the cab off it. Yeah. Which would be cool.
I mean, I just want to use the... We'd knock out our undercarriage, and I just want to say undercarriage. I've been watching all these videos of these guys in New York City, Crispy Pizza. Every time they look underneath the pizza, gotta check the undercarriage. It's hilarious. It's pouring forth. Because we're Italian, that's why.
So, I was trying to tell you, if those are uranium glass, they're highly collectible, and all you have to do is put them under a black light.
And I've got a black light. We should check it right now when we get here.
It's somewhere in my bag. I'll find it. All right. Well, we'll be back. I have a feeling we're going to end up eating and not finding any more garage sales, but
yeah,
you'll find out in a little while. Either that or we will find more garage sales. It's 2:18 now.
Oh, Miss Crabtree. Can I bathe you in apple souls?
So, we actually forgot. I did get some things. I got a nice little wooden box at this one garage sale.
Yeah.
And then...
A box.
I'm warming up to the real thing that
I got
there.
What are you
going to
put in that box?
I'm actually going to put all my... I'm going to put my Dinosaurs Attack... And I can't remember the other set.
Oh, you're not
going to
go on SNL and go Dick in a Box? Or
no Dick in a Box.
It's a nice box.
My Dick in a Box days are
over.
For boxes,
it's a very nice... Oh.
Yeah, it's a nice little slide box. But I've got a full-body bunny costume.
Floppy ear.
With floppy ears. And I'm going to terrorize my housemate when I get home. I'll be like... Did you get anything good? And I'll be like, yeah. And then I'll walk into the room, fully bunnied out.
Now we just gotta get you the best.
If she's even there, she actually probably left because she was going up north to visit her parents. And I think she was sort of aching to get going so that she could go around garage sailing's time and hit all the little towns in between here and there, which
sure.
is where there's a lot. That's where you find a lot of good stuff.
Boy, do they pick up the nickels.
But yeah. Yeah, Chris has a full-size bunny outfit. So Watch out. Actually, if my housemate is at home, I might need you to take a little picture.
A little picture?
Little picture. Little photo.
Aye, aye.
I haven't been in here in a long time. All right.
Last 10 minutes.
Anyway, we are wrapping it up. We just ate at Red Robin.
I should have taken a picture of it, but you can look at the menu. You know what they got.
It's burgers. It's burgers and bottomless appetizers.
Yeah.
And
you can tell she was getting kind of irritated by the last two baskets of fries. She just threw them at us. Yeah. There was no extra sauces.
Yeah.
We only got sauces when the manager, Porky Pig Jr., came out to...
It looks like Sam from Trailer Park Boys, if there's anybody who watches Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
So he was a Sam Squanch.
I mean, I was just waiting to have a little bit more sizzle on all the uniforms.
But
it was good.
It was good.
Didn't cost me a nickel.
Yep.
Thanks, Grandma.
Gift card. The best kind of lunch. Holy shit, this guy's got rammed in the ass. This car ahead of us, I should say. It's just got its...
Oh, is that the guy with the limp? And the broomstick?
That's what it looks like. It looks like someone shoved a broomstick up this car's ass.
Exhaust.
It's sort of making a face like a... It forms the face of an angry cat. Anyway, yeah, pretty good garage sailing day.
For you, maybe.
But
I don't count my records as good, but that was probably the best part of my whole day. I didn't really get much good stuff at all.
Lord, don't I know. Whiskey ain't a good chaser.
Well, maybe you should start drinking, Johnny. Belly up to the bar, Johnny, and cry in your beer.
Only boredom, pain for a
while. Alcohol sales are down due to weed. Big article this week. All the distilleries are closing down. Heck, even Jay and Silent Bob, the video store, is a dispensary now.
That's true. It's all a dispensary now. Chicken Moms is a dispensary now.
Yes, it is.
The delicious Chicken Moms, where I got my first battered fried half chicken.
With special sauce.
With that special sauce. That special mom sauce. Chicken mom sauce.
Delish.
Every one of us in the neighborhood was one of Chicken Mom's little chicks. Anyway. A nice... Nice day for Chris, I guess.
We had a fun day today.
And I guess the day was shit for Jack, but...
I did get a few things.
You did get a few things.
But, you know, it's a great day running around and driving around. They all can't be...
Well, we sort of, Jack had a plan, and then the plan almost literally got set on its head.
For the first time.
I think it kind of worked out, though. Like, I think... We were in the area where probably a lot more were.
Yeah.
Then
I was going to put us in Penfield.
Yeah.
And that would have been okay. That worked out. We had a good time. We found stuff. No one got hurt. Not yet, anyways.
Not yet. We still got a couple miles before we get home. If you're going to do anything, ram this guy because he looks like... Maybe he likes it because it doesn't look like he's just been rammed just once.
Well, it's like he's been rammed so much that, like, the spots got rust on him.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a begging a rusty trombone joke.